Automobiles are getting smarter all the time. They can tell you when your tire pressure is low or help you navigate, but they're also learning to tattle on their drivers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the growing use of systems that can track motorists in their cars.
Rental car companies believe they're taking a big chance when they hand you the keys to a $30,000 vehicle, so some companies are attaching an electronic leash to that asset. Miguel Gonzalez is with a Canadian company called AirIQ, which makes tracking systems that allow rental companies to follow their cars.
They can log on to a secure website and input secure passwords and actually look at their vehicles and see what speed the vehicle's traveling, the heading, and the location, the street level, accurate location.
The New York Times reported recently that Payless Car Rentals is using these satellite tracking systems to make sure their customers don't violate the rental agreement by leaving the state. One man was fined thousands of dollars when he drove his Payless car over the California state line, and the company's tracking system caught him. These measures are common along the Mexican border, where theft of rental cars is a problem. Marianne Sullivan is with the Association for Car and Truck Rental Independents and Franchisees. She says they also help pinpoint renters who might be covering up damage to a car.
For example, if there's a large group of body shops in a certain district, you may want to monitor that to see when your vehicle is brought into that district and make sure it comes out within a reasonable time frame.
Sullivan says this information is really for internal use, not for spying. Besides, she says, the tracking systems only provide limited information.
If the contract has some restriction on it, it would be that restriction that's being monitored. So the rental car company is not monitoring exact locations of the vehicles at all times.
But it's clear that this information is coming in handy for the police and for private investigators. Some private eyes say they use this information to locate stolen vehicles or even to repossess them. Sam Streep is with SS Investigations in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Toll booths, gas tickets, bridge tolls, this sort of thing, they're all available.
In what may be an extreme case, law enforcement has even found ways to turn the emergency system in a vehicle into an eavesdropping device. The FBI ordered one unnamed company to turn on the microphone that's installed in cars using onboard systems that help drivers in distress. They use that microphone to eavesdrop on suspected criminals in Nevada. A federal appeals court said the wiretap was wrong, but only because it disabled the car's emergency response system, not because it violated privacy. Privacy advocates say current laws don't provide a clear legal framework for all of this automotive data. David Sobel of the Electronic Privacy Information Center says new law is needed to protect information that can track people with such precision.
Location information really is unique. It's a category of information that really didn't exist until very recently, and to attempt to analogize this kind of information to other types of records probably is inadequate.
Sobel says openness is the first thing that's needed. He's pushing for more disclosure of the information available from the growing number of black boxes installed on cars. These small data recorders can record a vehicle's speed or whether the brakes were used just before a crash. Sobel says regulators need to answer questions now that are certain to arise in the future.
Under what circumstances it might be available to an insurance company, the circumstances where law enforcement can gain access to it.
The Department of Transportation is working on guidelines for those black boxes, but most of these gadgets can't escape this paradox. In order to help you, they have to keep track of you. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.